Tried to warn Nicki. If you heard me on when I was talking about her album, right when her album dropped, and then all of the diss shit, I said, look, you Nicki Minaj, these VH1 bitches is VH1 bitches. Meaning these some regular bitches. These is regular bitches that's just got a whole bunch of fame from being on TV. They don't have no talents for real. You know what I'm saying? So this is they from the streets. Like a TV show ain't, you know, a reality show is a reality show. You don't need no fucking talent to do reality. It's really you. If you create that, that's why you see crying, fighting. That's why you know what I'm saying? That's why it's so much fighting and shit and bitches slapping the shit out of my, you know what I'm saying, on them jumps, because it's the real, you put females in a room or a house like that, and they gonna go at it like cats and dogs, you know what I'm saying, that's just how it is, man, like, whatever, on a day-to-day basis, you could just, you know what I'm saying, especially if they from the same city, it'll take a little longer if they from different cities, because it's like, oh, okay, oh, you from ATL? You take a little while to get adjusted. If they was from the same city, shit, they'd be fighting the same night. The distance and where they at is what, you know what I'm saying, is what, you know, holds it on, and maybe, okay, you know what, I'm a fuck with Lil Becky. You'll see a black one and a white one that'll be click tight like a motherfucker. You don't know this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you just different. You just a different motherfucker. I don't know y'all. You know what I'm saying? You don't know me. Let's see where it go first. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon, a lot of the show, I don't even watch this shit. And this is me talking from my heart. I don't even watch that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend only forced one show on me, and that was Orange is the New Black. I can tell you a little bit of shit about that. But them VH1 shows, Love and Hip Hop, I don't know what the fuck is going on. All I know is it be changing. Like, it be like ATL or LHH Chicago or LLH LA, you know, it'd be different. That's one thing I noticed from seeing it and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know shit about. I remember I didn't even know that Dre and Michelle beat the shit out Sunday Carter. I didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that. Like, that was, I guess, on Basketball or Football Wives or some shit like that. But I don't watch none of that shit. So, you know, I'm just speaking on women. Like, you've been. You know what I'm saying? Women. I got a lot of sisters, women. You know what I'm saying? So, now, Cardi B, tried to fight Nicki Minaj at a fucking fashion show. So, I ain't gonna hold you. She might have fucked her bread up. Now, she had an album to drop. Now, you know what? With the backlash that she may get from this, you'll get to see the baby a little quicker. Watch. You're gonna see the whatever the time frame on for the world seeing the baby, it just got increased. It just got increased a little bit. It's gonna be a little quicker now because they got to regain. Because I'm already seeing it. Some people are, you know, like I said, whatever you post, it's like 50-50, man. Like, you know, even the good things, like, it's still somebody that might be like, say some dumb shit. Like, well, why would you post it? You know what I'm saying? Like you can find something negative about me feeding a homeless motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? On that internet shit. So it's gonna be some bad comments. It's gonna, that's gonna happen. Okay. So look like I didn't see Nicki Minaj. The video is like real quick. But there's another. There's a picture. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if it's a photo. If it's a photo shoot, then I don't know. But some broad named Ra, if I'm not mistaken, I think that girl used to be. This is some corny shit. That girl used to be. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. That's Remy Ma's old best friend. How you best friends and then switch and then start fucking with the niggas that don't fuck? Like, that's crossing the line now. Like, y'all too tight and you know this bitch, she don't like that. Like, that's female shit right there. Like, see, a nigga would never do that because a nigga may die doing that. You see what I'm saying? You never know if they might be like, shit, okay, come through and kill your ass. You know what I'm saying? You may see it maybe in an appearance, but far as like how females chill, like a nigga could never do that. Nigga could never like, I'm with this nigga ride or die. She beefing with, you know what I'm saying, this other rapper, and then we fall out and I just start fucking with Shawty and I'm like her ride or die. Like, I seen pictures of her just like sucking Nicki Minaj, like baby, like, you know what I'm saying, like her, like my bitch, you know how they say when they call them they bitch, you know what I'm saying. I was seeing that already from Ra. So I like, she was just like that maybe a year or so ago with Remy, like best bitch, bottom bitch, I die, like, you know what I'm saying. You know, now you on the other side. Like, you know, it's crazy. It's got to be awkward when she see Remy. It got to be awkward. You know, Remy 1000. Remy probably realer than some niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like you know, she it's something being said about that shit. Like, bitch or something. Or, you know what I'm saying? Now, Cardi B supposedly tried to fight Nicki Minaj. And I guess the Raw girl stepped up and took the beef. Now, I ain't gonna lie, there's a photo where Cardi B got like a lump on her head. Like, you know, if females swell up quick, then y'all soft, you know what I'm saying? Like not, I mean, in a good way, you know what I'm saying? Y'all body soft and shit, you can just like punish y'all in the head, you know what I'm saying? Y'all shit gonna swell up quick, you know what I'm saying? Some people should swell differently, but she looked like she got a lump. You know what I'm saying? Like a lump on her, in between her eye. And I went and looked it up to see, and I've seen that same picture about five or six different times. I seen that picture about five or six different times, and it's like, damn, like she really got a big ass fucking lump on her head. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, she was all right though. She definitely was the aggressor, like from the video. When she got the kirking out, that's when you can, you know, like, you know, you can tell when like a fight break out in a vicious ass. They was at like a fucking fashion show, like one of them, like one of them little Met Gala shows. Like, remember the last time when Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, they faced each other? It was at like, I think that was at the Met Gala shit. So whatever the fuck they do at them fashion shows, I guess show off what they wearing. I know that's what's fair. Or maybe it's other people showing off what they wear or some shit. But, you know, you still got to be fly shit when you go. And, you know, everything they do, they take big pictures and shit like that. So, I don't even think... So, it wasn't even no rap shit. So, you know, they definitely... And it's probably a fucking invite only. You know, it's... You know, you probably... Well, the ticket on that motherfucker probably... You probably got to have... They probably need proof that you got, like, a... Like, at least a M. You know what I'm saying? Before they let your ass in that mall. At least 500,000 before they give you the tickets, you know what I'm saying? I know that we can't find that junk and just pull up like, shit, we fucking with it, nigga? I know that it's not that sweet. You gotta be like royalty or something to get up in there, you know what I'm saying? So I know that's what it is. I know that's what it is, but, I couldn't see Nicki Minaj at all. I couldn't see Nicki Minaj. I couldn't see Nicki Minaj at all. Like, I'm talking about, like, I don't know where she went, but you can hear somebody saying, "Are you crazy? Are you crazy?" And it's definitely not Cardi, because you know you can pick her voice out of anything. Like, that shit ain't gonna sound right. You know what I'm saying? But Cardi B ain't do nothing wrong. You know, she said that, you know, "I told you." Now, what the hell? Let me ask you this. What the hell? How would Cardi B know that Nicki Minaj was liking comments of people saying shit about her being a bad mother if they wasn't sitting on the internet all day long? I'm telling you, man, that rap life is boring. If you're not recording, that shit is boring. They just sitting there. They ain't doing shit. Even if they go to the, especially the ghostwriter motherfuckers, like, I don't even know how that goes. Like, are you just in there, I guess you're just reading from a pad for real, you know what I'm saying? That's probably the toughest. You ain't thinking about shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I really don't know. But like I said, for her to see that, like, I've seen you like comments about motherfuckers saying something about my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that ain't no, if somebody says something disrespectful to her daughter, about her daughter, about her being a bad mother to her daughter, or being incapable of being a good mother, you know damn well ain't no rich person say that shit. Like, cause Offset would have been on, all she would have had to do was holler at Offset, and he would have got that shit taken care of, man. Or like something would have sparked. So you know this was just an anonymous comment. Like, who the hell that's rich is gonna even disrespect a mother like that? You know what I'm saying? Let alone Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no, that was a regular fucking comment that they fucking, like I said, they was searching and scrolling, and you doing a lot of scrolling if you figuring out who liked the comment. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, she said she liked the comment. Said something was said about her daughter or her raising her daughter, someone said about her raising her daughter or something like that. She was just like, I drew the line. She was kirking. You could see, like, she was kirking, like, but I see what, you know, how people gonna take it. They gonna take it as like, man, that was some hood ass shit, man. You out here fighting at a damn fashion show. This is, man, it probably was... It probably was nothing but millionaires in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They ain't with none of that gangster thug shit, man. Like, they, them motherfucking people probably scared as shit. They probably had to refund some of them people that was in them joints. Was, think about it. Nicki Minaj was there. This wasn't some little Source Awards shit, man. This was some real shit. Fashion shit. The merchandise in that motherfucker probably was... You probably could have bought some shit. I'm pretty sure it's a fashion show. Like, if you wanted to buy, hurry up and buy. You know what I'm saying? You could have got it right there. So they probably had to pay the vendors, or the vendors had to probably got it free. They probably like, man, what the fuck? What type of, who are y'all inviting? Cardi who? You know what I'm saying? Who is this child fighting Nicki Minaj? You know what I'm saying? That's probably what the motherfuckers were saying in that joint. I bet you they knew Nicki. You know, no disrespect to Cardi, but I bet you them motherfuckers, they knew Nicki. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's crazy, like, when it's a fight story, you, like, motherfuckers always gonna hurry up and try to post a video to try to show you that they not beat up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj posted, like Nicki Minaj is posting, like, right now as I'm recording this, she's posting, like, little selfie videos and shit of doing a whole bunch of nothing, just trying to show you, like. And then I looked at the comments and people are saying, "Shh, not a scratch on the queen." The fuck that mean? And now one thing I forgot that Cardi B did say. She said I addressed you twice and you pussy, you scared. Now, if Cardi B say a broad pussy, man, you can on a female side, you could probably go ahead and take that as far as, like, the realest nigga, the hardest nigga that you know, saying fuck a nigga, like, or like this nigga pussy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females say that shit. That bitch scared of shit. Whole time she's scared too. But you know, Cardi B ain't scared. I seen a little clip. I'll tell you, I don't watch that shit, but I seen a clip where she was kirking. She was like, do you have a brother? And then she like attacked the shit out of some bitch or something. I seen the clip. I don't know who the fuck it was or whatever, but yeah, I seen the clip. Like, you know damn well Cardi B ain't scared of shit. And she from a bad part of New York too. Like, she ain't really from like no. Yeah, she from like that little broad, that thick broad that be with her. That's a stripper. Like, she's just like a professional stripper. A Star Brim. Like, man, they out here in it, man. They out here in it, man. Without Offset, that shit can get real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Without, like, that nigga Offset ain't even gotta do nothing. One for one, she's Spanish. So she got them, she got that side, then she got niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? So like, she from that, man. You already know she from that, bro. So if she say a bitch pussy, you know it. Like, I guarantee you Nicki Minaj won't call her pussy. I guarantee you you'll see it, because like I say, you can tell she ain't pussy even in a video. She was going smack, like, I'm talking about, like, oh man, damn, Cardi. I hope she didn't fuck up her money too much, man. Cause this was crazy, man. This is crazy. Cause it was a lot of people that was standing there, and I'm trying to figure out, were those people in the altercation or were those people just standing there politicking? If those people were standing there politicking, oh man. They probably like, hey, they probably sue the shit off Cardi B, Mo. If hopefully those people was like motherfuckers and entourage. Like, go look at the video on the Next Level Hip Hop or the Shade Room or something. Hopefully those people were like people that was with Nicki and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or people that was with her. Cause it did, I mean, honestly, oh man, I don't think it was, man. Because it wasn't too many motherfuckers with Cardi B. It couldn't have been because, like, there's a... they got a... Oh, man, Cardi B. They got a... It's another video where they got her, like, say something about my daughter. Say something else about my daughter. Ghetto is shit, man. You know, them white people probably like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what... Like, they probably was speechless. Like, man, them people that was probably in that jump, they probably ain't seen no shit like that in probably like 20 years, man. Real live, man, because I'm telling you, wasn't no regular niggas in there, man. Think about it. Nicki Minaj was there. You know what I'm saying? This bitch bougie as shit. She bougie as shit, man. Cardi B done went and crashed. Crash some rich nigga shit, man. Like I said, man. But hopefully though, if she don't get sued, then you'll see what I'm saying. Like that was probably the people and shit. Like, they probably was with somebody or nah. I'm Nicki Minaj, folks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Cause you know she could have been deep because all you see is Cardi B jaw like she don't even really try to get around cause she jaw like try to go through them. So, you know, maybe they were with her, but I doubt it because, like I said, when the police was escorting Cardi B out, like, it looked like the rest of her people probably was like, man, what the fuck? Like I ain't even see the sister. I think I know what the sister looks like. I didn't even see her. So, man, that's crazy, man. I told Nicki, I said, Nicki, stop this beef and shit with these VH1 girls, man. Stop this beefing with these VH1 girls. These girls are really fucking put their hands on you. You just Nicki Minaj to them. You seen how they was laughing at you when you were performing at the BET? Yeah, they was hating and, you know, and woo from the back or whatever. But, shit. well, like think about like a broad, like the Tommy broad. I don't even know her. I don't even know, like, I don't even know what she's for or something. I just be hearing like she a drunk and shit, but I know she look good as shit. But like think about like the Tommy where she was like on house arrest. Think about it, like, man, they probably beat this shit up. Like, even for real, even somebody as far, I'm even going as far as like Flocka Girl. She just like a VH1 bitch too, for real. Like, I forgot she was on that shit. Or whatever. But yeah, like Tammy, like, just imagine like Tammy or one of them going smack at Nicki Minaj. Bruh, man, Nicki Minaj for real get crushed. Like off the one-on-one crush, like, you know what I'm saying, like dogged off the. I don't think she too rich. You know? It's no way that she be even. It's no way, bro. It's like you never see videos of Nicki Minaj working out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she don't never show you that side. Everything she show you is like perfect as shit. Like, nigga, like I wake up with a million on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's, you never see that. Like, I've never seen a video of Nicki Minaj working out or like at a little you know how like some of the celebrities go to like little small peace events or shit like that. Like, she's like, man, yeah, man, J. Cole popped out, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll never see that shit with Nicki Minaj ever, unless it's like it's big, like one of them. You know what I'm saying? She don't go to no, she ain't never at no little, no wilds. Back in the day, maybe. She might have been at one of them crap games and shit back in the day when she was fucking with Gucci and all. But since she became who she was, and she dropped that little, how do I, that little shit, shit. She was, when she became Queen Nicki, shit, she ain't popping out shit. You know what I'm saying? So, damn, cuz, that shit wild, Mo. That shit, why I can't believe this shit, Mo. But you, like I said, I called it. Now, what you think them other bitches that you was arguing with when you was arguing with Safari and them? I don't know them, but I know they VH1 bitches. And I could tell you them two bras that was hating on you at the BET, you couldn't fuck with them. So what's gonna happen, Nicki? What if now... If they see you, they gonna chase your smoke. Cause they was saying that shit. I don't know who the broads are. Like I said, I don't watch that shit, but like I remember seeing the comments and they was basically like, shh, just keep that same energy, Mo. I was like, oh shit. And that's when I recorded the pod. Like, Nicki, calm down, man. I know she ain't gonna hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? But don't say Bob didn't tell you so. You know what I'm saying? I told you. Like I said it. I said, young, she gonna end up all that shit when she was doing that shit with Safari and eat a dick, bitch, and die. All that shit. I'm like, shawty, you wild as shit. You go hard as shit on Twitter. These little fouls in there, bitches. Them bitches ain't touched. Them bitches ain't probably ever touched the money that Nicki Minaj probably getting just off like albums and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't even touching, you know. Nicki Minaj got I know she had a few endorsements. These broads are straight from motherfucking LA, Atlanta, and the trenches. Look at Cardi B, strip club, like Bronx and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, these broads is regular. They really, Nicki Minaj regular too, but like she ain't been regular for a long fucking time. Like, you know what I'm saying? That bitch ain't regular no more. Plastic as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about now. Maybe before the plastic, that Nicki Minaj might have been like, shit, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? They might have got the wrecking or something. You know what I'm saying? She probably would have fought that. She probably would have caught the fade herself and shit. Like, nah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole thing is like, the dresses that they had on, even Cardi B is like, yo, like, you was trying to fight in that, like, god damn, yo, she was trying to fight in that. But now that, like I said, what I'm hearing is they saying that something was said about the kid, because there's a video where she's say something else about my daughter, bitch. And I'm like, and the police just like, it's like got like escorting her, and they got a freeze frame of Cardi B with the with the look when you, I don't want to say it's a smirk. This is what I'm gonna call it. The face you make when you know you done did some big wild shit in the wrong place. That was the look she had on her face. It was like, I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, she's still rich. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't gonna lose all her bread. But she know, you could tell that look was, if it didn't matter, her face would have been the look on her face was like, I bet you that look is gonna go viral like a motherfucker. You'll see it. It's kind of like a smirk, and she's walked, like, you can tell they got her out the building. They walking over there. I'm gonna find the picture and I'm gonna put it as the cover for this joke. But she might have just fucked up, because they may not welcome her back to none of that shit. Like those events, like, you can't be coming to them joints if they don't want you there. Like, that's real. They gonna be like, what the? They gonna probably have the feds, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro. Like, them joints is just like invite only. I ain't gonna hold you. DJ Bob Snyder shit could not show up at one of them joints. They probably be like, who is you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they not, like, them shits ain't regular. Them invoices probably came with, they probably mailed that shit to her or something, like, or emailed her. Like, yeah, you know, we're so sorry and woo and shit like that. And, you know, like, you know, please come out and, you know what I mean? Like, now with this shit, man. And then it's like, it's like, you know, they always make it look bad, because the best thing to do is like hurry up and try to look unbothered. That's more of the female way. I don't think no niggas should be out here saying unbothered, but the females always say unbothered. And then it's like Nicki Minaj kind of looked like she was chilling. What's going on? I'm taking pictures. She's still promoting the event and shit. Her pictures got the event, like, on the jump. Like, she real live, you know what I'm saying? Like unmoved. And Cardi B going off on 10. Bitch, say something else about my nana. Say something else about my daughter. Say something else. You know what I'm saying? So, just imagine her there, regardless of what was said, you're gonna look like an asshole in this, and, you know, especially if she was niggas, they think we ain't supposed to fight about nothing. I don't care what they say. They can be like, man, fuck your mother. If you pop off, it's like, God, these niggas, man, these niggas. You can't take them nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, Cardi B might have just fucked herself, man. I ain't gonna hold you. This one, but like I said, Nicki pussy, she pussy. We knew that, man. I knew that. I knew damn well she wasn't gonna do nothing. She don't want that VH1 smoke. She do not want that VH1 smoke. Them bitches do everything better than her. Probably besides rap. Dance, cook, you know, can you imagine that? I wanna ask Meek Mill, did Nicki Minaj even, could you, I can't even, the way Nicki Minaj present her life, I couldn't even see that bitch frying some chicken. Like, shit, what's for dinner, babe? That bitch seemed like she'd be busy and shit. Like, nah, like, nigga, I'm on my way to a meeting. You know what I'm saying? So, I just, I don't know, man. She girly as shit to me, man. And I guarantee you, like, what if they see you? Like, what if they would have pulled up to that Sprint store? Like, shit, what's up? Like, Nicki Minaj would have been scared and shit. Like, the way, you could tell the way she dressed like if she make the slightest wrong move, like I swear it looked like, it seemed like if she make the slightest wrong move, her ass might bust out the pants, like, or if she got pants or a dress, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just don't seem like her clothes fit. Like, that she, or maybe she, you know, maybe she buys them small. I be seeing that a lot too. Stop buying little ass clothes, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, maybe if it's because of the clothes or whatever, but it just seemed like if one little, like, you push her the wrong way, she might be like, ouch! and a titty tear out or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? She put together to move like a princess. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. But yeah, man. Check it out, man. The video not that clear. You know what I'm saying? But and I hope that lump is fake. Cause if that lump ain't fake, this shit ain't over. This shit ain't over, dog. That lump better be fake. I know they ain't lumped Cardi B up.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.